Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
PM team, a Mulsey Monday. First of its kind, probably last of its kind if our boss has been listening closely. I am running the show today. Andrew Filippone is surrounded by gnomes, a dog, good vibes, drum circles, tie-dye things. He's at his mother's house in New York. He can't even bet on sports on his phone.
Nope.
But he can dupe some of our listeners with a very convincing explanation for why I was out a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
And off the air. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line on this very show at 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You might be unsurprised to learn that if you missed the early portion of the show, it was me talking about Ben Roethlisberger. It was me being accused of rank negativity about him. Just glass half, not only glass half empty, but glass broken, your hand cut and bleeding when it comes to the Steelers quarterback. I'm going to surprise you and everybody else out there, Pony. I don't think Ben Roethlisberger is under nearly as much pressure as two other quarterbacks in this division. And I don't think he's under nearly as much pressure, especially as one Baker Mayfield. I think Ben Roethlisberger, compared to Baker Mayfield, is in the enviable position of, especially nationally, getting to play with total and complete house money. For every one Chris Mueller that's doomsaying, there are other people that are just happy he's back. And even if they have low expectations, will be absolutely thrilled if he turns in a pretty good season and the Steelers are good again. And I don't think it's even close to what Baker Mayfield's going to have to deal with in Cleveland, which is why, even though I think they have the best roster, I am not yet sold on their ability to win this division. That guy has to take a fan base that has been suffering since the Browns came back to the NFL, that got a little taste last year, and has to do what Roethlisberger did 15 years ago. And that's, granted, with a much more storied franchise, follow up the rookie performance with something even better. And he did with a Super Bowl in year two. Mayfield's got to follow up the first really good season of his career with something better that isn't just Kevin Stefanski wrapping him in bubble wrap and tailoring everything perfectly to what he tries to do.
I think Roethlisberger's legacy is set. I think he knows that. I think regardless of how this year plays out, if he's, you know, dumped unceremoniously, if the Steelers actually, you know, say enough is enough, Ben, we're ready to move in another direction after the season and force him out. I think even if it ends that way, he's in the Hall of Fame 5 years later. He's looked at as probably one of the 20 best quarterbacks in NFL history, and that's that. And even if he doesn't write a final chapter that doesn't end as poorly as that sight of him on the bench next to Pouncey in the wild card game, it won't matter in the grand scheme of things because he's already done enough to put himself in elite quarterback company. He's also in that weird spot where I think he's going to have a hard time adding much to his legacy. I don't think the Steelers are a Super Bowl contender, and I don't think he's going to put up huge numbers this year. So I think your house money point is right in terms of what he has to play for this year relative to the other guys in his division, even though he's got, you know, 1 or 2 years left at most. And the other three quarterbacks are young guys who are Heisman Trophy winners that probably still have.
Well, they have huge expectations.
Years.
I mean, nationally speaking, like, people have been crapping on Ben even more than I have. And I think those other guys are all expected to do great things and finally take the division and run with it.
Well, right. So, I mean, Roethlisberger can, like, quiet cynics and shut up doubters and all of that. But if he doesn't, then his career probably ends at 39 years old, which is, even for great quarterbacks, you know, that's a long time that's past a lot of other great quarterbacks' expiration dates. It's an incredible career, and he's not going to be remembered. That's not going to be the first thing you think of when you hear Ben Roethlisberger's name is the way the 2021 season went. I think it's dangerous, though. If somebody has nothing to lose, that's fine if they're playing with their own money. But if they're playing with yours, it's a completely different situation. And that's how I see his relationship with the Steelers. He's going in, and there's really nothing he can lose because his legacy in Pittsburgh is set.
You don't think he could sully it if it gets real ugly at the end here?
How bad would it have to get, Chris?
Benched, I mean, and he's publicly talking about that he doesn't deserve to be benched, that kind of thing? He would have to be, they start 0-4 or 0-5, he's wretched, and then he lashes out if they bench him.
I mean, you've got Elway who goes out on top, which is great in everything, and Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl too, but it was with a different team. I mean, the unique part about Ben is that he's suited up for one team, I think now longer. Among guys who only played for one team in their career, he's got the most starts as a quarterback. I think he just surpassed Marino.
What about Brady?
Point is,
oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, because Brady's played for another team now.
Yeah, I got you.
With the team that drafted you and with the team even Hall of Fame all-time great quarterbacks play for, it rarely ends well. Either an injury takes a guy off the field and the team has to make some decision like, do we give this guy a third and fourth chance to get healthy or do we just cut our losses now? Or the successor gets drafted, you move on to another guy. I mean, it's rarely clean. So if Roethlisberger, if it gets passive-aggressive, if it gets snippy, and it probably will, I don't think that'll be top of mind or fresh for people maybe now and next year, but it'll fade away by the time he gets to Canton, I think.
Do you buy at all this idea then that if he's under less pressure than the other guys, even if he's playing with house money and could be dangerous in a bad way because he just does what he wants, do you think that there is any way? Because I think you and I are largely in agreement that the Steelers' roster is not to the level of the Browns. I would make the argument it's not to the level of the Ravens either, but that the pressure that the other guys are going to face for those two respective teams under center could actually bring them back to the pack a little bit?
Well, yeah. I think, to me, as far as the quarterback discussion and the quarterback setup for this year, the way I look at it from a Steelers fan perspective is the best to me, really, Chris, honestly, with the young quarterback, specifically Lamar Jackson and Mayfield, I think that for the Steelers, it's a great situation almost regardless of what happens. And here's why. Let's say that Mayfield is combustible. There's too many egos. He takes a step back. The Browns offense was better with him just handing the ball off, but he's playing for a contract. He blows it. The team falls apart. He doesn't get the long-term deal he wants. That's great because then there's question marks about the position for the Browns moving forward. You could say the same thing about Lamar Jackson. He never develops as a passer. He's just a runner again this year. The Ravens don't want to commit long-term to him. I think that's one way of looking at it that's positive for the Steelers. The other way is, even if both of those guys are good to great, the Ravens and Browns are going to give those quarterbacks huge deals. And so it's going to really put to the test the age-old argument about when you commit that percentage of your salary cap to a quarterback, what does the rest of the team look like? And it still remains true to this point that the teams that win Super Bowls are either quarterbacked by Tom Brady because he takes less money or guys on rookie contracts.
But that doesn't preclude those teams if those players are both really good. I mean, Jackson's already won an MVP. I know we've debated about him, but he's good enough to have won the MVP. If those guys are really good and enough to warrant those big contracts, it might not help their teams win the Super Bowl, but because the Steelers haven't won a Super Bowl with Ben on a mega, mega deal, right?
Yep.
But we've seen how tough it is sometimes if that quarterback is really good for other teams in the division to gain a foothold, which is like step one to actually being good is you have to be able to win your division or get to the playoffs.
True. I know, but the Ravens won a Super Bowl during that Ben run. It was the Browns who were largely incompetent, and the Bengals would finish with a good record with a cheap quarterback in Dalton, but they couldn't get out of their own way once they got to the playoffs. You know, Craig's going to love this point, but I think it's the right one. You know, even though Lamar Jackson is more than just a quote-unquote running back, he's still the type of guy, because of the way that he plays, that even if he had a monster year and the Ravens took the cheese and gave him a huge contract, Chris, you'd have to wonder about the long-term value of that deal, because all it takes is for Jackson to have a leg injury or something that completely changes the dynamics of him as a guy that moves around. And if that happens, well, then what is he?
Well, then he better get a lot better at passing, or else it's not going to go well. Mayfield's the one I'm more worried about, because they've built a really good team around him. He had some metrics that were good last year. But I can't shake the idea in his particular case. I know we had our buddy Ken Carman on, and he said he's matured. Mayfield has, that is, not Ken. I can't shake the fact, and this is it's a guy I enjoyed watching play the position when he was going well last year. I can't shake the fact that he is going to put the weight of the world on his shoulders. He's going to come out with an even bigger chip on his shoulder. I'm going to prove everyone even more wrong and overplay his hand and screw them up. And I would think if you're a fan of that team, that still has to be the elephant in the room. Can this guy keep his head straight when everyone expects us to be good?
Yeah, and you know, it was a little bit different for the Browns last year, because they failed in 2019. It took some pressure off of them last year. They got killed by the Steelers at Heinz Field in the regular season. Beckham got injured, and it was like their expectations were scaled back, and they made the playoffs, and they won the game here in January, and it, you know, it was their best
Should've
year
beaten
since
the
they've
Chiefs,
come back.
Probably.
Since they've come back into the NFL, exactly. But now they're back to being the hunted, and they're back to having the pressure put back on them. The quarterback in the division, who is, the most long-term, the most fearsome and scary, is Burrow. But the two questions that remain about him, and one he can't control, is obviously how does he come back from his knee injury? Is he the same guy? And the other one, Chris, is, you know, he's still swimming uphill or upstream against the Bengals organization, which, let's not forget, Carson Palmer retired rather than play for them, was just like, I don't need this anymore. They're still owned by Mike Brown. You know, it's probably in the team picture for the worst ownership group in the entire NFL.
Yep.
And I just wonder with him, you know, if you have this great quarterback in Burrow that frees you up to spend money on the rest of your team, is he actually going to cut the checks to do it? I don't think he will. I think he'll be short-sighted about it. So that's another potential silver lining where the division is moving with the quarterbacks.
Yeah, the one thing I would say in Ben's favor here is that maybe I've taken for granted, because he hasn't won Super Bowls like I would have wanted him to, but he has proven over an almost two-decade career that being the hunted team in the division, or co-hunted team with Baltimore, he's proven he can handle that, and that is a totally different ball of wax than really what either of the other three guys in the division. I know Jackson's had a really good team, but then when they've gotten to the playoffs, it's obviously blown up in their face more often than not. And this past year, almost directly because of him. But Ben at least proved over a long haul he could handle that from game one through game 16.
And plus, the Steelers always have Haskins to fall back on,
which
is another great.
All right, so you can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. We are going to stop that right now and get Jeff Hathorn in here coming up next. What does he think of this division's quarterbacking situation? Also, the Derek Shelton, or if you prefer, the Pirates front office decision in-game yesterday. A lot more to talk about with Jeff. We might even talk about the U.S. Open, because somebody's ball got lost in a freaking tree. That's all coming up next. It's a Malzy Monday. Andrew Filippone is in a different state where there isn't sports betting on his phone, so he doesn't know what to do with himself. It's the PM team on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.